I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Next time you fly on business, arrive feeling fresh in Emirates Business Class. On your flight, you can sink into leather seats that recline flat for a better sleep. You can enjoy delicious regional meals and premium drinks. And there's onboard Wi-Fi if you need to work. Along with Emirates chauffeur-driven airport transfers and entry to the luxurious Emirates Lounge, it's just a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The people on this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about, so please don't buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation, as it's just opinion. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 373. It's a brand new year. It's 2016, and Pete and Steve are there, clean and sharing a room. Yeah.
We're as clean as we get today.
Hello.
So you two are actually together in the same room, using the, sharing the same mic, like Paul and George. Paul and John.
Yes.
It was George.
Like, exactly like that. In fact, we've got our own mics.
Oh, that's look how at you. We
are. Yeah.
Treated us.
I'm in Steve's studio.
So it's nice though, guys, in the new year, decide to, you know, just get on with it and, you know, come open with the relationship and say, we've moved in together. We've, you know, kept it hidden from the masses for ages, but it's 2016, we're out, we're brand new.
Yeah. It was funny, the first time I've actually realised that Steve records these podcasts in a thong. Which I hadn't imagined that until you opened the door to me.
That's
just
the
now.
Power of audio, and obviously the power of video wouldn't be so powerful watching that. So that's why we keep it in audio. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So did you have a nice Christmas, New Year, all that nonsense?
It was magical.
Yeah,
Steve.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I've eaten too much. I feel like crap now, so I just kind of need to get back to a routine of
eating more.
Eating more.
Yeah,
it's a load of nonsense at New Year's. I was in bed. Yes. By 10:30 on New Year's Eve, right? Then some simple idiot started letting bangers off in their back garden at 12 o'clock. What is wrong with these people? I very rarely update my Facebook status, but I was so angry I did saying this. Some simpleton at midnight letting off bangers. Oh, yeah, there's no correlation between having a happy year and letting off bangers in your back garden at 12 midnight. No scientifically proven theory there at all that relates to that.
Yeah, but there's no other day you can do that and get away with it.
There shouldn't have to be a day. Listen, it's for professionals only, all right? If you want to watch fireworks, go to the South Bank in London. They do it quite well there. You in your back garden with a couple of bangers, waking everyone up, everyone's dog, cat and baby up in the neighbourhood, doesn't create for a good start to the new year.
I'm sure you were the only person in bed at that time.
Yes,
I was not. The missus was next to me. Two kids were next to me.
Shall I let you into a little secret? That was me and Steve.
Yeah, I bet it was.
We came down and stood outside your house letting off bangers.
I had a cracking time.
Yeah, but awesome.
I look at Facebook, and this is the reason I hate Facebook. Is that people say, oh, happy new year to all my family, friends. You know who you are. Well, do you know what? I'm not one of your friends anymore. Anyone who updates a status like that, I'm not a friend of yours.
You've really aged in the last... Yeah,
I just think it just brings up the worst humanity, New Year's Eve. I really do.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I know. Happy. It's a change in a digit of a calendar. There are more worthy things to celebrate. Like, you know, just generally on a daily basis, like the love of your common man, helping refugees who can't eat, who can't drink, rather than send off some bangers in your backyard at 12 at midnight. That is not impressive.
You can do all of that, can't you?
But I guarantee the people setting off bangers in their backyard at 12 at night are not the same people helping the, you know, the refugees or donating money to them. They're not.
Right.
These are money burning maniacs who think it's hilarious to set off bangers at midnight.
Right. Nice to start the year with a rant, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Stocks and shares wise. Have you set any New Year's resolutions? I'm intending to smoke a lot more, drink a lot more, put on a couple of stone for my New Year's resolution. That way it's easy. I think, why create resolutions that are a challenge that you're not going to achieve? Yeah. Just achieve, say, I'm going to do pretty much the same, put on a bit of weight, probably drink more, probably be less healthy, and that's
lose
the way
more money.
Money on the stock market. That's brilliant.
Earn less. Yeah.
And so people always set these goals themselves they can never achieve, you know. But have you set any resolutions?
No,
I haven't either. I'm not a big fan of them, to be honest.
Yeah, right. There we are.
Live on as you are, isn't it?
Is it?
Mm. There we are. So,
have you got any resolutions for your shares or your portfolio?
Yeah, well, yes, I have. Do you know what? There's been a lot of hype on Twitter for stocks over the last, especially fintech stocks. You know, there's a little bit, fintech's a new sector. And it maybe become the new sector. I have no doubt, actually, it probably will. You know, things are going online, everything's becoming easier. And so people are more prepared to do banking, whatever, life insurance, whatever, online. But there's loads of these companies now setting up these little fintech shells, you know, or shells to become fintech companies. And not everyone's going to be a winner. But if you buy low, obviously you can earn a bit of cash because buying low is the trick, isn't it? But getting in there before everyone jumps on the bandwagon. It's this whole thing. Yeah, I'm determined. And I've done it for the last, I suppose, few weeks of 2015, is not be caught up in the emotion of stocks and shares. You know, try and buy... Do a bit more research on companies, get to know companies individually more, then buy when I feel comfortable. Setting limit orders, essentially, you know, where I'm happy if a price comes back to, then I buy. Yeah. I think that's a good support level, or just below the support level, or just below a placing price for small caps. You know, never chase a spike. That's always a good one. In fact, on Twitter, I did actually put out a question, what have you learned, you know, from investing in 2015? There's been a huge amount of response from that. I should read some of those out, actually, but because there are good ones there. But and a lot of them are, you know, cliches, essentially. But I say cliches have a ring of truth to them, don't they? That's why they are cliches. That's why they've endured, because they have truth to them. And a lot of them are, do your own research, you know, don't buy tips or recommendations, and learn more about, you know, the companies you're investing in.
I think that's the thing I think we talked about last time we were on, about sort of knowing a smaller number of companies, not trying to just jump on everything that comes along, and just try and understand one or two companies, and really, like you're saying, when the price comes back, don't worry about that, buy more, because you're happy that the fundamentals are still there and it's actually going to be a good story.
Yeah. Well, I'm in...
Easier said than done.
Yeah, it is, but I'm in two companies that are quite big for my portfolio. I'm overexposed a little bit, really, I suppose. But I don't really care because I got confidence long-term. And I think that's all you can look at is long-term because, you can be a trader if you want. But like I said, the stats are such that suggest that 90% of people who trade lose money, you know.
Yeah.
So you're playing, it's an unlevel playing field there. It is like gambling, essentially, when you're trading. You've got to be very good at it or very lucky or a bit of both. And I haven't got time to sit there all day, you know. Buying and selling stocks. So, one of them is like Royal Dutch Shell. I you know, it was nice. Steve, did you get your dividend? I know Steve tweeted saying, haven't got my dividend yet from Royal Dutch Shell. Did you get it, Steve?
Yeah, no, I've seen it. It's popped up on my cash part now, but it's not. They've still not reinvested it though.
No, it won't yet necessarily.
Oh, I get paid in scrip dividend. I got straight in. No, I got 835 quid's worth of stock.
No,
this quarter.
It's like 230 odd quid appeared in my cash thing, but it's not been reinvested yet. But I have got it set to reinvest, so whether we'll do it at some point.
But that shouldn't happen. Because essentially, I think by default, they do give now pay in scrip dividend, which means basically they pay in stock. So they, if you.
But is that the difference, the A shares and the B shares?
Yeah, so you will be paid A shares. So you won't be paid any B shares.
Steve probably owns B shares.
You told me to get B shares.
Yeah, get B shares, but they pay you an A.
Oh.
Yeah, I buy B, they pay me an A. What's going on here? Well, I don't want A, I want B.
I don't have any A shares to be paid into A then.
Give Ben Van Bergen a call, the CEO of Royal Dutch Shell.
Is he a real man?
Say, Ben, I'm buying the B, you give me the A. What's wrong here? I don't want the A, I want the B. Yeah.
It's fine, you know, I can reinvest it myself, but you obviously get charged the extra amount of.
That's it, you don't get charged a dealing fee for paying script dividend because.
Steve bought some C shares from a guy down the pub.
Yeah.
I've already been through that with him, I've explained they're not real.
And then another guy said to him, listen, you give me those C shares, I'll give you D's.
They're more valuable.
Yeah, give me your A's and your B's, I'll give you twice as many D's. That seemed like a deal. I've got Royal Dutch Shell. Yeah, so that's nice. And also, I've been buying more and more Audio Boom shares because I'm sitting pretty much on break even there. And when it dips down into a loss, I buy more.
Okay. Yep.
Because I think this year is a year of revenue for Audio Boom. And a company, like, you know, I found a nice little stock on AIM. I was going through some filters, looking for companies, essentially small companies that earn a revenue and turn a profit. And I found one on AIM, a nice little company. And I thought, wow, it's not only earning revenue, it's earning a nice profit, it actually pays a dividend. And it's a tiny little market cap. And I thought, wow, but the share price is not really doing anything. And I thought for a while, rather than just piling into this, I thought, do you know the biggest upside you can get pretty much in any stock on AIM is when a company goes from making a loss to then breaking even or making a profit, you know?
Mm.
So if you just search for companies making a profit, you may get some nice upside, but you're not going to get as big upside as you would as you invest in a company that's making a loss that goes into a profit this year.
Yep.
Because that's a really turnaround in a company, doing a turnaround. And I believe that's where Audio Boom will be this year. I know Rob Proctor came on the podcast, talked about the revenue and all that stuff, and that they are making a loss. But this year, I think they will break even because I think they're looking at around roundabout. I'm guesstimating here, but I think they'll be making about £300,000 per month. And so, it's significant compared to where they were. Like the first half of 2015, they made 46 grand. That's all they made, the first half. And so I think that, and also he said the first quarter revenue in 2016 will be a lot more than the entire 2015. And they missed their revenue target. So I just feel there's some good deals coming along there. There's some revenue coming on board. So I'm sort of confident. I've been buying. I've been setting limit orders, you know, and it bounced the last few days. So I bought a little bit below 4 pence, I think, 3.5, 4 pence on there. And there's above 4 pence at the moment, I think. So I haven't got any more there. But, I won't now buy unless I get into a bit of loss on those. But... it's probably a foolish system to use, but I quite enjoy it. Yeah, so 4.25.
You found an AIM stock that pays a dividend.
Yes,
that's not that common, is it?
No, and do you know what? They're in a nice little sector. They do. In fact, let me just find them.
Are you going to name the stock, or are you just being quite mysterious about it?
I was just thinking that. Did I miss that?
That was before, and then you went off and talked about Audio Boom.
Yeah, did I mention it? No, I didn't. No. So here we are. It's called. Now, I don't know if anyone's heard of this before, but I'm not going to mention it. Actually, I'm not.
Okay.
Because essentially, I haven't bought any, and so I don't want to push it. I've done a bit of research. I read through a couple of RNSs. A nice little balance sheet, though. But I tell you what, I will do then. I'll send it out in my weekly newsletter, which I give a rest to for the first time ever. I rested last Sunday, but I'll send out this Sunday. And I highlight the company, saying, if you want a little company, and they're in a nice little space as well. It's a growing space, a digital space. It's growing. So I think there's going to be, a good bit of upside there. And I've checked out their channels and their website. It all looks nice, and the updates are really nice. And nice little professional company for the size it is. And I thought, wow.
I love an update.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you do. That's why you're now sharing a room together.
Yes.
So, guys, have you in the theme of basically asking people on Twitter what they've learned from investing in 2015, Steve, what have you learned, fella?
What have I learned? I've learned lots of things, actually.
Can you speak about any of them? they're all in my head. I can't remember them, but yes, I've learned lots.
I think especially when I first kind of got into it, I was putting in, remember, I was trying to... What are they called? Place some bids. Is that right?
I don't know what you're talking about. Do you mean you were trying to buy Trailing orders. And
yeah, yeah. So, and I think watching them go down, I think be a little bit more patient and put maybe lower than I really want, and see, hopefully the price will go down, because they will go down, won't they?
Yeah.
Get a better price.
Yeah.
As long as you're not. I think I was just rushing into
buying
just,
at the right time.
Yeah, and I think I was getting scared because you see the money going up and you're just getting now.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's very basic kind of rule, really, isn't it? But for me, starting at the bottom, step one.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, you know, you're a basic man, you know, and.
All right.
No, but I think the more you can keep it simple, the better.
Yes.
You know, I think you should always try and get your head around the you know, if you haven't learned yet, always look at, you know, the cash balance of a company, the cash flow of statement, the profit and loss of the balance sheet. It's always worth looking at that, because if a company hasn't got any cash, they need cash, especially talking about a small cap market. And how they do that is only one of two ways, essentially. If they haven't got revenue, either they go for debt, you know, via bank or something, which they pay interest on, or they dilute existing shareholders by going for a placing. If that happens, their share price will drop. So if they haven't got cash, they need to raise cash. As simple as that. There's, you know, you can't exist without cash. Cash is king. Yes. What's queen, then?
Checks.
Checks are queens.
Coins.
And what are princes?
That's probably
higher, isn't it? I don't know.
What did you say, Steve?
Apple Pay.
It's Steve's thong. He's putting me off.
I've got a new phone, an Apple 6 Plus. Oh. That is way too big.
That's massive.
It is massive.
That's what I want. That's the big one.
And well, do you know what? I don't want to send it back. And so I was looking on the Apple iStore for a larger hands, an accessory. I thought it's either send it back or get a smaller phone or get some bigger hands.
You'll get used to it, though, because and eventually you'll look at other iPhones, you go, that's too small now, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. Do you know what, I am liking it. I'm finding myself watching videos. I say videos, you know, and whereas before I found it, you turn your phone around, it's okay to watch, but now I'm prepared to watch an entire film on my phone.
Okay. The thing is, though, you're getting older and your eyesight's going to go, so, it's the way forward.
Yeah, I even got a new MacBook Pro as well. I bought a bigger one.
You.
I know, but do you know what? I didn't mean to be... I thought I had a 15-inch, you know what I'm saying? Hey!
Right.
As a man in the shop say, how big is yours already? I said, do you want to check it out, fella? But I had a 13-inch, and so I thought, I'll get another 15. And so they said it was £1,600. I thought, I go down a level. But I just bought a 15 then, and so it was, so I bought that. But it's nice and it's fast. You know, it's got one of those what is it called? Is it
solid state?
Solid state 15-inch.
Right. And the screen's not smashed like your old one.
No, I punched that. Solid state 15-inch. That's what I've got now. it's in a complete state of solidness. 15 inches all the time.
We're very happy for you.
That's why it's always ready to go. It's always ready to go. As soon as I flip it up, it's gone. It's there. It's in the solid state. I said to the missus, I said, check that out. It's in the solid state. It's ready to go when you want. Just flip it open. Have a play with that.
Mm. Yep.
She was happy there. But what I also, because it's thinner, I had to buy a little bit of cable. Because I plug, this is probably boring, but I plug, what's one of the cables
you plug in? I had to moment text on this.
One of the the Wi-Fi connector. I use a landline, you know, to plug in. What are they called, Steve? What's the name of the cable?
Ethernet.
Ethernet cable. Yeah. Ethernet. Mm. Oh, hello. I'm Ethernet. but it doesn't fit into my computer. So I had to buy an extension cable called Ethernet to a FireWire. £25 for like a 5-inch cable. Well, not even 5 inches. £25 for that cable. Apple, I tell you what. You can see why they earn money, can you?
Profiteering.
Well, exactly. You've got to buy their stuff or you buy cheap nonsense. You know, the false economy. Buy cheap, buy twice.
But are you letting your wife play with it, then?
She's not touching that, no.
No.
She prefers the 15-inch solid state, not the 5-inch cable.
Right, OK.
Doesn't like your Thunderbolt.
No.
There we are.
Good, right, anyway, sausages.
Did you say sausages then?
That's it. Sausages and shares, Steve.
Yeah, I thought that.
And sausages.
So, are you changing the way you do anything this year, investment wise, guys? The thing is, why I like investing is this, right? You can do two things. You can carry on doing what you're doing, right, and lose money, or you can get better and evolve the way you do things.
I think there's two things. It's not chasing the prices, and and if you miss something, then just let it go. Mm. And then the other thing as well is with the small cap stocks, is also taking some profit as well.
Yeah,
you know, when if it kind of spikes up, and then it's not a bad thing to take some profit.
Yeah, that's one of my learns. Yeah. I think on that the New World Oil, I think I should have cashed that one.
But hang on, I know that, Steve. I know that. But listen, it depends what you go for. It depends how big a profit you want. I genuinely think if you're buying long term, there's no reason why. Again, at what percentage do you take a profit? You know, I really want to go for. I did take some profit on New World Oil and Gas. I must admit. But it wasn't a priority stock for me. But I think with Adam Reynolds coming in, and maybe he's going down the fintech route, you know, I think there you could hold for 100%. You know, you could hold out for 100% profit there, take half your money. That's my strategy, I think, on everything now.
But with the small cap stocks is that, you know, those if it good news flow or whatever, and there is that spike, you can take some profit and then go back in at a later date.
I think
when it comes off a bit.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wish I'd done. I just sold out and then re-bought back in, because you know it's going to come back.
It will.
As long as you do get back in, though, that's the trouble.
I know.
And let's see what happens now. Is if you if you come out of in a New World Oil and Gas, you had like 40% profit, and then it comes back and you forget to buy, and it goes up by 110%.
That's what I mean about also not having too many stocks that you're thinking about or looking at. Mm. You're really into one or two companies, and then you're actually watching them.
Yeah.
And then you can be a bit more strategic with how you do things. But also the other thing is, me and Steve, anyway, we're kind of fairly small time about it, so it's not exactly, it's not going to be hard to buy the stock. It's not like there's going to be not enough stock to buy at the sort of levels we're buying at.
Yes. It goes back to my my theory that you can make money off one stock for your entire life.
Yeah.
If you play it right. I think, if you buy and sell at the right moments, and sort of almost keep a core holding in it, but buy and sell, you can, double up, then pretty much buy some more, went a bit lower. And that's the trouble. We all go chasing the next new thing, And there isn't just... We think there's one stock out there that will make us a millionaire. No, listen, there are many stocks out there. So if you miss one, it doesn't matter. You can always find another. And the longer you hold a stock, the more you get to know it. And like I said, I only invest, even though I'm in small caps, I'm only investing for the long term, medium to long term. Yeah. I'm not a trader. I don't profess to be. I can't do that. I'm thinking. I buy into companies that I think have a good future. I think the audio. Another one I think is StratAero in the drone space. There, they're trying to be a market leader. There, I think that drones are going to be used more and more, aren't they? In military and in civilian life and all that stuff. And audio boom as well. I think listening is going on demand more and more. And so I think there's a long-term trend here, change.
The Internet of Things is the other thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like fintech and all that. It's like this. I didn't watch hardly any TV that was live on Christmas, I taped a bit, I watched something catch up. Hardly anything I'm watching live. And that's the way it's going with audio, I think, completely. And I think it's a long-term trend. I took 5-10 years that'll be changing for. And I think you have to get yourself into that. And I also think at the moment, resource stocks may have a bounce first quarter up until April or something like that. I think this whole China situation's a problem. I do think China, they tell lies. We know this. They tell lies, just sit around the table and make up figures.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious.
That's your theory, isn't it?
But the thing is, it doesn't matter what the figure is. What they come up with is pointless. Everyone hangs on to this GDP figure saying, China should be 5% or 7%. It doesn't matter, because the real-world economies surrounding China are already feeling the downturn anyway. So those businesses' figures are, it's being reflected in what they're turning out, what their profits, their bottom line, So the BHP bulletins... I tell you what I did do. I've held BHP Billiton for a while, and it's a nightmare this year, complete nightmare, because of the iron ore price going down, because China consumes half the world's iron ore, as it does copper, and so they've been slowing down. So we've had that slowdown happening. Then we've had oil price coming down, which they're also into fracking and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, that nightmare situation from both a humanitarian point of view, fatalities there, and financially. Still got this $5 billion, I think, they've had to put aside with Vail. And so they're down about 40%. I have sold some of that stock.
Have you? Wow.
Well, do you know why this is? I was thinking, I've got one big, massive dividend payer, Royal Dutch Shell, right? And I'm confident over the next 5-10 years.
You have mentioned that.
Yeah, that'll play it. So, do I need another one? And also, when it comes down to it, the lesson learned here is, allocation of capital. How efficient can you allocate your capital? So there's no point sitting there on a company sometimes that's making a loss, and you think, is it going to pull through this year, or is it going to be sitting down another 40% loss? Or just take that loss and put it somewhere else where it can be better used. That money you've got left there. And I think, you know what, there are better places I can put that money to make more money. I mean, I honestly see, like I said, Audio Boom doubling in the next year. I don't think BHP Billiton will. So no. I'm thinking, am I better just pulling out here and putting it somewhere else that is more efficiently allocated? And that's the point. It's, you know, it's worth taking a loss if you can put that capital somewhere else that'll work harder for you. Definitely. No one's just sitting on a loss, you know, till, unless, like I say, it's a 20-year play. But if you're talking about making profits in the next, you know, year, 2 years, why sit in a loss for a long time? Because BHP Billiton, let's be honest, it's got at least 12 months of issues here going on, probably more than that. You know, I think, is it worth just sitting there and let it dwindle? And in the end, I thought, no, I can put it. So, do you know what? I can take the money out and go to the casino and put on black and make it a bit of a return.
Yes, we've been there before.
Yeah. You got banned, didn't you?
No, you two got banned. Oh, yes. I was allowed back in.
You two were banned as well, were they?
I wasn't, no. Just you two.
Why was Bono was banned, was he? Or was it all of you two?
Yeah, all of them.
But good. You were banned, Steve.
No.
Yeah. You were? You were banned for kissing that Chinese man.
He loved it.
All I did was ask for some cigarettes from a Chinese man. They banned me for that.
You refused to finish your drinks.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You refused to finish your drinks.
No, we were just drinking slowly.
Yeah, exactly.
Past the drinking legal time.
Okay, yeah.
And I thought it was because I was asking the Chinese man for cigarettes, and he wouldn't.
Well, it could have been that as well, but it was also because you wouldn't finish your drinks.
I
was
asking. Were you accusing him of being a liar?
Yeah, I said, you're right, your country.
Yeah. He said he got no cigarettes. You lie! Yeah. I've just seen you smoking.
So have you, Steve, what did you do for New Year's Eve, by the way?
I just spent it with a few friends, having a few drinks.
Hey.
In a night establishment.
Okay. How is the dating situation going on?
It's going all right, actually, yeah.
Are you still dating?
I'm hitting date 5 coming up this week.
Date 5? Well, hang on, we've skipped a few, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her a bit since.
Last time we saw you was date 2.
Was it day 2? Yeah.
Mm. Okay, does she know about your living partner, Peter?
No, I'm going to break that to her this week, so...
So where have you been? So I know, first of all, you went on a one-hour lunch, which was the first date, wasn't it?
And then 45-minute walk, and then 30-minute... It's getting smaller and smaller dates.
That's why she's liking me, because I'm taking up less of her time.
I'm just going to drive past her house and wave later.
Yoo-hoo!
Drive-by.
With Pete...
in our thongs.
So where have you been subsequently, Steve, on the dates?
We haven't been anywhere, actually. Just went for some more. I just had some foos early in the week, and that's it. Yeah.
And fifth date was hard sex. Deep kissing, hard sex. That was probably my favourite date so far, actually.
He's looking a bit coy. I think I might be right.
I've yet to tell her about this podcast, so I'm going to leave that off until you stop asking about her.
Have you kissed yet, Steve? Not you and Pete, you and the lady. I know and Pete have.
That's a given. we have,
Hey. All right. And was there a tongue involved?
No, just lips.
Dirty. Oh, that's good to see. It's nice.
Yeah, well done, Steve.
I think you'll like her. She's a bit like Pete.
She is Pete. Yeah.
Next time you come down, be Pete in a wig and a dress. What's this girl's name, Steve?
Petra.
Yeah. Here's Petra. All right. Lovely. She's just snogging with her wig falling off.
Peter?
Oh, you don't think I'd know it's Peter before then? I thought you looked quite familiar. And I thought it was odd that Pete didn't come down as well when we did invite him.
I wonder why that threesome never happened.
Okay.
So, listen. Let's. How many stocks do you have in your portfolio now, Steve? let's go along the theme of cutting down on a number of stocks, but concentrating on what we know about the stocks. Because it seems to me you pretty much know nothing about any of the stocks you own.
Oh, God, no, no, not at all.
Do your own research?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've got about seven-ish, there or thereabouts. So I keep an eye on them. Every single day I go on a few times a day, keep an eye on them, check that they're still there.
Still behaving. Still losing money.
Yep, still in the red.
Yep, good. That's excellent.
I tell you what, this bouncy. Do you still hold, Pete, advanced oncotherapy?
I do, yes. And I should have put more in when it was down, but there we go. Yes.
Yeah, hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But if we look, the thing is, there will be a weakness now, so we know that there's a very strong support below five pence.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at that. It's gone from 5 pence. Literally, if you chucked a couple of grand in there at 5 pence, it's now 8.125. Yeah. In the last seven sessions, it's gone from that to that.
Yeah. But on the back of not much news or anything?
No. Just a technical bounce there, you know.
Was that quite recently? Because it was losing you money, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was oversold.
It was
oversold.
Just not doing anything.
Yeah.
That's amazing. If you look at that, it was oversold from, it bounced 5 or 6 pence, it came down to 5. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. If you know a stock enough, you know, and we know that long term has excellent potential, don't we? We have, you know, they have these vending machines. What are they? These advanced proton beam therapy machines that are the best in the world, and they are smaller, a quarter of the size. They are a fifth of the price of the traditional machines out there. They're more accurate, and so it's a no-brainer for companies to invest in this company. And we know that long term. We did the research on this a long time ago, but yet we've gone off. Went off the ball. We took our eyes off them. Looked at other companies, and all of a sudden there was that bounce. 50% bounce, is it? Yeah, pretty much. We missed out on. We could have traded in and out if we just held one stock.
Yep,
that's a typical example, isn't it?
Yes.
So, what do you own, Pete? Stocks you own? Name as many stocks you own as possible.
Advanced Oncotherapy, Nanoco.
Ooh.
I'm still in that one.
Yeah. How's that doing?
Not great. It's sort of recovered a bit, had a bit of a rally in the last couple of weeks, but again, fundamentally, nothing's changed. It's still, I think, still a good story, but it's not as market sort of leading, perhaps, or as game changing as Advanced Oncotherapy would be. And then obviously New World Oil and Gas, and then the dividend paying is really like Royal Dutch Shell and BHP Billiton.
Yeah, I'm just scaling out of that just to put in money in elsewhere. In fact, I put some money in. I had a free up. What did I buy? I bought some more Strat Hero. I bought some more Audio Boom with money from BHP Billiton.
Audio Boom as well, yes.
I just think there's more upside there, you know, generally. Yeah. So
I have got a bit carried away with the smaller stocks recently, and probably.
Are you in into 88 Energy, didn't you?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, and me, yeah. That's kind of been bouncing up and down all over the place, hasn't
it? Yeah. I mean, that's just a bit of a punt, isn't it, really?
Mm. Yeah, well, I've got Dave Wall on the podcast on Tuesday, and 88 Energy is a hugely popular stock. But I think now, looking at levels there, like I said, again, if you sat back and wait, all the hype around this stock, because, you know, as we know, Alaska, the oiliest place in the world, supposedly. So we've had lots of promises. People said, you can, you know, earn millions off this stock if it all comes true. They've got a few RNSs out. Some have pleased, some have not. But generally, it's been grinding lower because the oil price is grinding lower as well. Yeah. So while there's no solid information out there saying, yes, we've done it, you know, it's been grinding lower, essentially, on a bit of, you know, volatility. And like I said, if you'd sat back and wait, broke that 5 pence. It was bouncing off 5 pence for a long time. Then all of a sudden, it broke lower. And now it's at 4.35. And you think, wow, if I just, you know, bided my time there, then now I think it's a good level to get in that. You know, I think I really do.
Yeah.
Who knows? So you hold those as well, do you, Steve?
Hmm.
Why did you buy into those, Steve?
I did some research, and 88 was my lucky number, so... and I heard about the oily Alaska, so I thought a win-win basis there.
You just thought 88 is my lucky number.
No, do you know what?
Alaska's oily. That could mean a better combination.
I did actually listen to your podcast ages ago, actually months ago, and who was it? Did you say
Dave Wall?
Dave Wall, yeah, and it was just something about him. It was quite nice to listen to him. I know you said about the.
So it's quite nice to listen to him.
Isn't good research.
I think he hypnotised me, and I was sitting there.
But even when he said there's only a 1 in 4 chance of hitting the oil, and I think, yeah, I'm going to go with that. I just I have a feeling that he's going to hit that one.
Well, let's be honest, Steve. You've been, you know, the chance of you dating a girl is probably 1 in 1,000, and you've managed it. So yeah. 1 in 4, you know, let's be honest.
Yeah, okay. It's good odds.
That's a long shot, yeah. Peter, are you in the dating game, apart from with Steve?
We've been through this, and I wouldn't tell you if I was.
Well, why are you not even indulging in the dating game there?
Well, I like Steve too much.
Steve, you've broken his heart.
Yeah, I know.
okay, maybe I should make that a New Year's resolution, but I still won't tell you.
Yeah. Okay. And
are you dating?
Because Steve, yes, don't tell the missus.
Okay.
Why could I tell you both? I can't.
Exactly,
even.
I don't know.
I don't.
Did you find her on what's that thing? Grindr, is it?
Yeah.
What's
the
app you found her on?
eBay.
I bidded and won.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. eBay. How much did it cost? It was on Tinder, wasn't it?
It's buy now price.
Was it Tinder, Steve?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. There we are. Why don't you give Tinder a go, Pete?
Okay, I will.
And I think, you know, you're talking about odds, just to double your chance there, is a little swipe option. And that is when you swipe for men or women. You do both. Mm. Double your chances, put both on there. Men and women. And say, hey, and double my chances straight away.
All ages.
I personally wouldn't recommend Tinder. No. It was just, I was actually going to delete the app very... In fact, the new year, I was going to...
What are you talking about, Steve? You told you did dating a lady from Tinder.
I know. Well, I know that now. Mm. But before I met her, I was not going to use it anymore because it's a bit... Oh. Rubbish, bit superficial,
Steve, that undermines the entire basis of your argument there. The fact you've met someone you're quite happy with surely means it's a success.
Yeah, that was lucky, I think.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have had that option if you hadn't been on Tinder.
She actually said, because it was only because she started speaking to me and obviously understood my wit and humour.
She's got to be the one for you, so no one else does, Steve.
When she found out how tall I was, she wasn't happy because apparently previously on other dating things, she's actually put a minimum height of 5'9" or 5'10". I'm actually only 5'7", so she said she would never have dated me if she'd known.
Whoa. But luckily, you turned up in your glittery platform heels. And
she even said on the first date she wasn't expecting to see me again because she felt, you know, obliged.
Right? Is she like 6'4"?
She's 5'2".
Oh.
Which I thought was weird.
Cheeky.
But I've changed her perception on short people.
Right.
Oh, I bet the dwarves around the country are loving that.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah. Thanks for helping us out. This one particular woman.
Oh, it's nice, though.
Is she dating a lot of other men?
Yeah, 5'10".
Yeah, she is. That's why we've had very few dates.
Yeah. Different stages. Yeah.
That's good, though. Well, at least she's keeping your options open. And when I say options, I mean...
Options.
Can I just say something about phone notifications, what I like a lot? Now, this podcast, and the weekday podcast, the weekend isn't good enough to be sponsored, but the weekday podcast is now going to be sponsored by Vox Markets.
Oh, marvellous.
And it's still only in beta, the website, but I'm loving several features. And you're thinking, you would say that, you're sponsored. No. Yeah. Do you know what I like? You know, you sign up for a company's RNS releases via email.
Yes.
And you get those, and sometimes they can be sitting in the inbox for a while. You don't even see them. You think, oh, I'm going to click on those. But what I like about Vox Markets is I now get that delivered via notification on my phone. So as soon as the company releases an RNS, go to Vox Markets. It's free to log on to set up an account. Log in there. Then set up a watch list of companies you want to watch. And as soon as they release an RNS, it's pushed to your phone straight away. Just slide.
So there's a Vox Market app, is there?
Yeah, the app. Amazing. Oh, yeah. So
does no one else do that?
But I don't know if they do. I haven't found anyone does that. I think it's so simple.
Oh, that's good.
But so I get now the RNS straight to my phone, and it's as simple as this. Swipe to read, touch to share. And within seconds, I'm a newsbreaker. Because of the Vox Market apps, and I quite like that. But and there's lots of things going on. It's still in beta. It's not launched officially till February, but there's lots of little functions on there I like a lot. And I've got to thank the guys for sponsoring the podcast because I use the site and it's very good. So it's very.
I'm surprised this weekend one hasn't been picked up by Bloomberg or someone.
Why not? I didn't understand.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
Disappointed.
Yeah. Mm. There we are. But
we won't get sponsorship from Tinder anymore.
Steve, that's one option going. But you should, I don't understand that. But it's almost like saying, it's rubbish, Tinder. Even though we got married on Tinder, rubbish.
Yeah, exactly.
There we are.
Yeah, right.
Anything else, guys? It's a new year, no. new stuff. New things.
No, nothing.
Oh, okay, good, Steve. That's good. So Steve, one more question.
I think Pete should come here every week.
It's
far.
Yeah, it's much better.
Yeah. We even sound better than Justin.
Lucky you love each other, don't you? Yeah, lovers.
Audio files.
Hey, keep it calm. Right, speak next week, guys. Let's hope it's
absolutely
a nice week on the markets. Let's hope we have a... Because apparently there's a stat that says if we rally the first week of January... there's a good chance the stock market will end up in positive territory for the rest of the year. So, you know.
That's probably nonsense.
It is, actually. But let's hope it goes in the right direction and speak soon, ladies.
Marvellous.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The people on this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. So please don't buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation, as it's just opinion. Please do your own research.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.